Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. As I searched for something to share today about Veterans Day, I came across this information on the website of the U.S. Department of Defense. It's titled Five Facts to Know About Veterans Day. Number one, Veterans Day does not have an apostrophe. The holiday is not a day that belongs to one veteran or multiple veterans, which is what an apostrophe implies. It's a day for honoring all veterans, so no apostrophe needed. Number two, Veterans Day is not the same as Memorial Day. A lot of Americans get this confused. Memorial Day is a time to remember those who gave their lives for our country, particularly in battle or from wounds they suffered in battle. Veterans Day honors all of those who have served the country in war or peace, dead or alive, although it's largely intended to thank living veterans for their sacrifices. Number three, it was originally called Armistice Day, commemorating the end of World War I. World War I officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. However, the fighting ended about 7 months before that, when the Allies and Germany put into effect an armistice on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. For that reason, November 11, 1918, was dubbed Armistice Day. But then World War II and the Korean War happened. So on June 1, 1954, Congress changed the word armistice to veterans so the day would honor American veterans of all wars. Number four, for some inexplicable reason, the bill set Veterans Day commemorations for the fourth Monday of every October. Congress signed the Uniform Holiday Bill in 1968 to ensure that a few federal holidays, Veterans Day included, would be celebrated on a Monday. It became pretty apparent that most U.S. citizens wanted to celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th. So on September 20th, 1975, President Gerald Ford signed another law which returned the annual observance to its original date, starting in 1978. And number five, just to keep it in mind, World War I was a multinational effort, and other countries celebrate it too in their own ways. Well, to all of our veterans, thank you for your service. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.